Oh shit, it's satire.
People said his brain was infected by devils.
His mind became a black and evil thing.
And when he comes, Jesus said, he will guide you into all truth.
This is especially true when it comes to
sound collage.
You say, cut that out!
Sound collage is stupid.
It sure was peculiar.
Everything sounds good.
All right, let's do it.
Get it started.
Yo, so what's the song about?
It's nonsense.
But be aware of extensive misinformation on this subject.
Designed to get these incompatible systems to work in harmony and communicate effectively within the environment of the internet.
But remember what the Bible says.
The church does not deny that with the special permission of God,
you can lick and kiss and suck and do whatever you like
to Jesus.
We need the power of Jesus Christ if we're going to
take part in the
graphic orgies of blood and violence.
I'd rather have Jesus than
unusually shaped hair.
Care for your hair with
torture techniques.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
One thing that makes me mad is that most of the pressure to have sex comes from
Johnny Mathis.
You can have fun in the world, but deep joy and peace comes from
sex with my children.
Kids should bug adults to
touch their private parts
and have sex at conventions
full of puzzling characters.
That's just flat wrong.
Hey Beavis, what's that thing we're supposed to say?
Bunghole.
Bunghole?
Oh, that makes sense. That really makes sense.
What makes sense to us?
Probably the garbage disposal
or public frying pans.
But like most of us, he just
jizzed on his own stomach.
The reason he does so is to prevent spilling on himself.
I wonder if you could show us your cock.
Well, sure.
Here's the penis.
The teeny, tiny, eeny, weeny, smallest little
dick I've ever seen.
It's so cute.
Once you're naked,
it is time to say goodbye.
What that? Just leave.
Where are you off to, son?
Well, here I am in my tubby again. And my tubby's all filled with
hair and vagina water.
And that feels good.
It gives you that tingling feeling that feels so good to your back.
Almost as good as instant oatmeal.
After being placed
under the arms, in the pubic region, and elsewhere on the body.
And then we can have the safe use of guests.
As the smell filled the air,
tears came to my eyes.
Didn't mean to make you cry.
But I enjoyed
making that funky noise.
It was me. You can laugh. It's kind of funny.
Stop that! It's silly.
From now on, all your thoughts will be of
Johnny Mathis.
This is the one and only.
Believe me, Johnny Mathis has got what it takes to be a leader in your gang.
And now, here's Arnold Palmer.
Now,
here's the professional
elves and trolls.
Now, here's Reed Plastic Maybe Frogman.
Their hands actually look like cloven hooves.
Which hand has the newest idea in douches?
The right one.
Correct, cried the teacher.
It's the one with delicious, refreshing flavor that really lasts.
There is no visible dirt to wash off.
It comes in four delicious flavors.
And if you don't like it, you grab on these
testicles.
You're going to have to learn how to hold two balls with one hand.
Your other hand grabs the offender's butt.
Place the butt in the palm of the left hand and close the fingers around.
Thank you all for coming out and supporting our asses.
With one hand.
We return you now to the courtroom where the judge is saying to the jury,
you start cutting her pubic hair.
And the jury is saying to the judge,
the removal of hairs is sometimes a problem.
Notice the cameraman behind the bush.
Don't worry that shaving the hair will make it
lubricated or dry.
This bush does it.
Now this is the same woman who shrinks your clothes, burns your toast, and makes you
lie down with your hands behind your back.
Well, your butcher is almost as important in this as
that blood contract with Lucifer.
You should have one too, Jimmy.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Angry and disappointed.
I recently asked him to reflect on some of his experiences. And he cried and said,
get ready to fuck! You fuckers, fucker! You fucker!
Why don't you try sticking your head up your ass? See if it fits.
It just wouldn't fit.
But when he really tried, Steve found that he could do it.
And researched it extensively.
Researchers from the University of Vermont went through their state photographing
your mother
completely naked.
I still have the photos.
And they are hot.
As most scientific authorities in the field of anthropology will point out,
she has nice ass.
And look what she has in her beak. Applesauce.
By the time you have finished this record, you will have
AIDS and other sexually transmitted diseases.
What do you think, Wish Bear?
I can't take much more of this. This is madness. I'm getting out of here.